Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's going to face some tough questions that's expected on Capitol Hill today. It'll be a closed-door intelligence briefing about the State Department's ability to protect American diplomats on foreign soil, a hearing that comes after four Americans were killed in Libya amid violent anti-American demonstrations. Joining us live, John Solomon. He's the president and executive editor of the Washington Guardian. And John, good morning. Good to have you with us. You've been looking into this, and you have learned more about the killing of the Americans there. What can you tell us?
Sure. Often in these incidents, the first accounts that we get are not complete because of all the chaos on the ground. But we're learning a lot more about what happened there. And two of the great heroes of this story are these two ex-Navy SEALs who were there. And they had been described sort of last week generically as security guys. They turn out actually to really not be involved in protecting the ambassador. They were just two guys who were doing other type of work at the embassy. And when the ambassador and his security detail got separated from each other, they stepped into the breach and engaged in an unbelievable firefight that allowed many of the Americans to escape unharmed from the consulate when it was under attack. So two American heroes in a different role than we all thought when we first got the initial accounts.
Now, their activities are characterized only vaguely as being security related. Do you think we'll ever find out what they were really doing there?
From what I know, perhaps not. They probably, embassies have lots of different agencies that sometimes work their way through that the building, and I think some of their work is going to be in a zone that won't generate much discussion. But the role they played, the heroism they showed, and the fact that the ambassador's own security team got separated from him in the chaos are all going to become very important issues in that review you just talked about on Capitol Hill.
You know, something else, John, that is coming to light here that appears to be an important distinction as well. Early on in the reporting here, we were hearing the description of some of these people involved in the attack as protesters.
Right.
Those who were upset about a film. But you've found out that there's an Al-Qaeda link here that seems substantial.
Absolutely, no. And then for the first time yesterday, one of the senior administration officials said so on Capitol Hill. For the last week, we've heard it was related to protest involving this film that created controversy across the Muslim world, and that there really was no Al-Qaeda element. Now we're learning the attack seems to have been organized by significant people aligned with Al-Qaeda, and their trigger, their motivation for doing this might have had to do with retributing for the death of a Libyan Al-Qaeda leader who was killed in a drone strike earlier this year. And as I said, we in these incidents, you sort of get this slow walking of the truth, and a lot of it is due to the chaos on the ground. Sometimes it's due to politics, but a much different story is starting to evolve as we begin the investigation.
John, any indication the attack was planned or more of an opportunistic kind of thing?
The answer is a little bit of both. I think this group of attackers probably were planning to do something at some point. There's some evidence they had done casing of buildings and had amassed quite a few weapons like RPGs. And then I think the day arose, September 11th arose, they saw this little mass of protests of civilians outside the embassy, and they thought that was their perfect opportunity. And I think they moved into action opportunistically in a matter of a few hours.
What can you tell us about the role that someone who spent some time at Guantanamo might have played? Someone who was released from Guantanamo after being held there on terrorist charges.
That's right. So there is a former Al-Qaeda linked person who spent 7 years or 6 years at Gitmo. He's since been released. He was released by the Bush administration in 2007 to Libyan authorities. Somehow in the transition of the country, he got freed from Libyan custody, and he has emerged as a significant player in eastern Libya by Benghazi. And there have been some reports that say U.S. intelligence is absolutely certain he was involved in this. I talked to a lot of people last night, got a very strong thing. We're definitely looking at a role for him, but we're not sure what it is yet, and it's too premature. But if this turns out to be if he's played any role in this, you're going to have another debate over the recidivism rate of all these Gitmo detainees that have been released. It will certainly merge back in both the intelligence and congressional and political worlds.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
John Solomon, president and executive editor of the Washington